Warriors are back. You're listening to the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines.
Time for your CarMax game summary. 12 minutes in the books. Golden State trailing Miami 36-24. The Heat have moved the ball around well. 9 assists on 13 made shots. Nobody has taken more than 5 field goal attempts for the 305. Meanwhile, for Golden State, shooting 39% from the floor. And Tom, so many times this year, Golden State has needed Steph Curry to rescue them, and he's had great first quarters in the month of February, averaging 13.5 per first quarter. Tonight, just 2 for 8 for 5 points.
Yeah, the Heat are really paying attention to him. They're attentive, and they're consistent. A lot of teams are attentive, but then they lose focus, and the Heat so far have kept their focus. What you really got to love about the Heat, you mentioned the field goal attempts. They have 7 players that have scored. 6 of them have 4 points or more. And their highest score is 8 in Kendrick Nunn. And the guy that doesn't have 4 points, it's Jimmy Butler. He has 3. That was his 14th three of the year. Yeah, but tonight it's going to have to be somebody else. Can Oubre give you a 20? Can Wiggins give you 20? Can Mulder, Damian Lee, Kent Bazemore, who already has 2 threes, can those guys do it? I mean, Eric Paschal is a guy that's had a 30-point game before. Can he get you 10, 11, 12? They're going to need either one or two of those guys to have big games or for them all to chip in.
In Miami, they've gotten really balanced scoring in the month of February. 7 players averaging double figures. We start the second quarter, 36-24. Dubs down 12 in the hands of Wiggins, and he dribbled it off his knee out of play. No, they say it stays with the Warriors.
Nobody arguing, so yeah. I'm going to assume that's the correct call.
Brad Wanamaker is in for the first time, as is customary. Comes in to start the second quarter. Had a nice game against Cleveland in the 31-point win on Monday. Paschal, the handoff to Bazemore, puts it on the floor, driving down Broadway and lays it in with his offhand, his right, beating Adebayo for the lay-in.
Nice attack.
8 points for Kent Bazemore now. That's the team lead. 36-26, Dubs down 10, and a foul away from the ball going on Golden State, and it's going to be on Kent Bazemore. So first personal on Baze, and Tyler Herro will throw it in. Herro gets it into Andre Iguodala. Andre guarded by Damian Lee. Bounce pass to Herro. Watched by Wanamaker. Taking it right baseline. Bounces it off to Iggy. Sends it right side. Shot fake and a foul. That's Gabe Vincent in for the first time. A Central Cali kid out of Stockton who started his professional career with the Stockton Kings, then got a two-way contract with Miami, and has been a key rotation piece with the injured guys that they've had. Down to Adebayo. Goes back to Herro. Now Vincent puts it on the floor. Vincent wraparound pass off the heel of Paschal and out of play. 7 to shoot for Miami.
Yeah, Adebayo was saying, up.
Yeah.
Not at my ankles.
He wanted a lob.
Hey, sometimes you get yourself in the air and you have no idea where you're throwing the ball. You just hope.
Adebayo driving baseline, bounce pass to Vincent, 3 to shoot. Herro up top, back to Andre, fires a left wing 3 to beat the buzzer, no good. Bam, the rebound in the two-hand flush.
Oh. Again, you get everybody rotating. Paschal's got to come out and challenge a shooter, and when he does, that leaves Wiggins down there to try to box out Adebayo.
Adebayo, 8 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Heat back up by 12. Wanamaker skips it left side for Lee. The shot fake might have got him away with a walk as it looked like he might have left his feet. Wiggins driving right baseline, kicks it to the opposite corner for Bazemore, who takes the bump from Duncan Robinson. Foul on the floor, I believe they said.
Yeah, Robinson was trying to get out there to make sure he didn't get a corner three, and Bazemore did a nice job, pump fake, put it on the ground, and that's where the collision occurred.
You mentioned they're going to need a lot from the supporting cast, and you mentioned it. Bazemore has had a nice start so far, Tom.
Yes, he has.
8 points. Wanamaker driving right alley, and that is swatted out of play by Adebayo.
I got to know, at what point did Wanamaker think he was ever going to get that one over Adebayo? I mean, Adebayo was staying with him the whole way. And I know sometimes you look at Adebayo and you go, well, I'm smaller. I can get by him. I'm telling you, this guy's like Draymond defensively.
Really knows how to move his feet. Of course, had that great block in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals on Jason Tatum to secure the win.
That was incredible. One of those dunk blocks for the hand gets bent backwards and it looks like it might go in. And at the last minute, the hand kind of throws the basketball out. That was an incredible block shot.
Adebayo picks up his first personal. Second team on the Heat. 10:24 to go, second quarter. Wanamaker up top, working on Vincent. A screen from Paschal into the corner. Leah contested 3. Contested well by Robinson off the heel of the rim. Rebound goes to Herro. Tyler Hero high on the right side. Buttressed by Bazemore as he throws it over to Robinson on the left wing. A pick from Bam. Pick and roll out of bio. Feeds the baseline cutting Andre Iguodala for the two-hand hammer.
That was really, really nice. Out of bio knew exactly where Iguodala was, and Iguodala knew exactly when to cut.
10th assist for Miami. They lead 40-28. 9:52 to go, second quarter. Andrew Wiggins on the left wing with it. They bounce it off to Pascal. Driving on Robinson, muscles his way inside, and that's another foul on Duncan Robinson. That will be his second and the 13th foul. So, Tom, a chance if they continue to be aggressive to get to the foul line this quarter.
Yeah, and that was a really nice decision by Pascal, too. He finally got somebody other than Adebayo on him. He had Robinson on him, and he knew he could muscle him. He tried to. Robinson fouled him before he had a chance to go up.
Inserted to Bazemore and back to Wiggins. Gets a screen from Pascal. Switched onto by Bam. Fires a contested three straight on, and it's off the right side of the rim. Rebound tracked down by Hero. He'll get it and go for Miami up by 14, 40-26. Driving down the left of the lane with the left hand. No. Misses the layup. Wanamaker on the run out. Numbers for Golden State. Takes the contact from Vincent. Blocking foul. He'll get to the line for two.
I just think offensively, the Warriors a couple times now have got the switches, but Adebayo is not the guy to attack. I try to include Robinson or Hero in a lot of those actions and see if you get them guarding you. Then if you want to attack like Pascal did, that makes more sense, but I don't see the return in going at Adebayo over and over.
Yeah, Adebayo certainly making his presence felt with 8 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds. Had that nice block of Wanamaker, who hits the first of 2 foul shots. That was the 14th foul on Miami, so Golden State in the bonus for the final 9:24 of the first half.
You got to be aggressive. Take advantage of that.
2-for-2 free throwing for Wanamaker. His first 2 points of the game, 40-28. Golden State trailing by a dozen. Robinson got free, fires the left wing, 3 too strong. Rebound ripped down by Kent Bazemore. Bazemore across the timeline, sizing up Vincent, puts it between the legs, switched onto by Bam, throws it to the right wing for Wiggins. Looking to post up Pascal in the much smaller mouse in the house, Vincent. Face-up jumper from 14, no good, but fouled by Vincent. And Golden State going to be shooting free throws the rest of the way, and including right here with Eric Pascal.
Yeah, I know you want to challenge the shot, but if you're Vincent, you're not getting to that ball. There's really not much you can do. Now, if you want to challenge and put your hand in his face, I've seen guys do that, but sometimes you go for the ball and you end up hitting the wrist when you had no chance to get to the ball.
And also, if you're Vincent, you've done your job. He didn't back you down and just power over you.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not saying you got to be Dort and put your hand in front of LeBron's face and do the I was like, LeBron had to be thinking, what are we doing here? But then he did miss.
That Lou Dort, very dogged defender.
Yes.
For Oklahoma City, as it's 1 of 2 free throwing for Eric Pascal. His first point of the game has Golden State down 11. Iguodala on the right side. Going to Adebayo, back to the basket, right alley. Looking around, bounce pass to the cutting Vincent. He lays it in over Bazemore.
And that's 3 of those.
42-29. The couple with Robinson, now 1 with Vincent. They post up Pascal on Hero. He's going to bully his way to the block. Reverses with the left hand. E uno para Pascal.
That's the mismatch I'm talking about. That one. Go at him. That was another good decision. Last time he had Robinson on him, took him. This time Hero, same thing. And you know when Pascal goes baseline, he's going to veer back out toward the court and use his strength to get that shot up, usually finish, and get a foul.
Hero picks up the foul, and it's 42-32. They gave it to Andre Iguodala, but now they change it to Hero. So 10-point game, 8:28 to go, second quarter. Bam posting up, right elbow extended. That time the cut was guarded well by Wanamaker. They were looking for Vincent again. Pick and roll with Bam, throws it to the baseline. Cutter, Iguodala out to Hero. Sidestep, escape dribble three, letting Wiggins fly by, in and out on the left wing three. Bazemore the rebound. Kent driving down the right alley and left his feet, and Golden State very fortunate that's not a turnover.
Yeah, they are. They had two guys that were ready to pick that one off, and I'm not sure who deflected out of bounds, but they didn't know anybody was behind them, so you got to try to go for the ball, and all of a sudden deflection out of bounds, and you turn around and look and go, dang it.
8:07 to go, first half, 42-32. Inbounds pass to Wiggins on the left wing. Two-way Wiggs, as they call him, hands it off to Pascal. Now it's Wanamaker, kicking back out to Andrew, driving left baseline. Tries to dish it opposite corner, picked off by Robinson. Bam now. Licking his chops as he backs his way down on Pascal. Stops and pops from 12, no good. Rebound Wanamaker. Brad across half. Throws it over to Lee, who locates Bazemore. Attacking Hero lays it up with the left hand high off the glass and down. First double-digit score of the game for Golden State is Kent Bazemore with 10.
Well, keep going at Hero.
42-34. That seems to be a good plan.
Yes.
Vincent deep on the left wing with 9 to shoot. Goes away from the on-ball. A bounce pass to Adebayo. Floats it home over Pascal. Nice touch from Bam.
Yeah, he's really nice inside about 10-12. I mean, his range extends out a little bit further,
yeah.
But he's almost like an old-school big guy, and then he wants to score inside.
You think he eventually will add a three-point game to his game?
Everybody does. Everybody does at some point.
Wanamaker posting up Wiggins on the mouse in the house. Vincent
nice.
And powers his way to the basket, lays it in. Spoelstra not happy. He calls for time. 6:52 to go, first half. Miami leading by 8. It was 14, so the Warriors making some inroads here in the second quarter. We'll take the break. 44-36 Miami on 95.7 The Game. Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines.